Track 10, The Elements of Need. Step number 3, Qualify.
Step number 3 in the need element of reducing sales resistance is to qualify. Millions of sales have been lost because salespeople did not invest the time to qualify a potential client. Millions of hours have been wasted on sales that could never be for the same reason. You have to know whether or not your prospect can afford your product or service before you invest your time in presenting and closing them on it. With some products and services, qualifying could be handled as simply as asking, "Do you folks have a price range in mind?" That's the obvious question, and it's just as obvious that most people would be hesitant to jump into answering such an important question so early in the process. Remember, we're still working with the sales resistance thermometer. Asking too early will not only create barriers to open communication, such questions can actually offend your customer and backfire by increasing their sales resistance. Suppose you're working in a very upscale business when an unusual prospect walks in the front door. He's wearing a sweat-stained work shirt, blue jeans, and muddy work boots. Is this a likely prospect for your $25,000 round-the-world tour, your $175,000 luxury automobile, or your million-dollar computer system? Before you say no, we'd like to ask, how do you know the answer is no? The reality is that you don't know until you qualify. As the old saying goes, looks can be deceiving. You must qualify every prospect every time. Many of them will not be able to become genuine clients. A one-call closing master weeds them out, and if they're not qualified, he does keep in touch with them, but he moves on. You always do this politely, of course. The man or woman you ignore or treat poorly today could easily be tomorrow's self-made millionaire or lottery winner. Now, years ago, to remember the steps of qualification, I designed an acronym, and by following this acronym, you'll remember the types of questions you must know in the qualification sequence. The acronym is NEEDS. Now, visualize that, and you'll see it in your workbook, NEADS. Each letter triggers one of the steps in the sequence. The N stands for questions that you must ask as to what they have now. See, knowing what they have now tells you past experience, their past buying habits. These you need to know because they'll help dictate future decisions. The E in the NEEDS acronym stands for what do they enjoy most about what they have now. You see, these are past hot buttons. These are things they'll want to enjoy again. These are things your product will have, or you'll have to have something better in your product. A in the NEEDS acronym stands for what do they want to alter about what they have now. Your product or service should help them achieve what they'd like to alter or improve or change about what they have now. Now the D stands for who is the decision maker. And here's a wonderful little sentence I'd love you to internalize, because it not only will allow you to find out if they're a decision maker, but it'll help getting them more committed to going ahead. John, if we are fortunate to find a solution that satisfies your need, who other than yourself would be involved in the final decision? Now, in a business-to-business situation, what is the normal process your company goes through in acquiring new products and services? Now, the S in the NEEDS formula stands for the word solution. And that's really the business we're in. We ask questions, find out what they need, and then with the benefits of our product and our service, we have the solution. So we might say to them, John, as a representative of this company, I have the ability to research and analyze your needs to find the best solution. Now that you have a clearer picture of what they want, you'll need to determine how much they can afford or are willing to invest in what they want. Often customers just don't have a clue as to a price range or how much they're really willing to invest in a product or service. They may have a bottom line figure and even an over the top high figure, but no real concept of legitimate pricing. Qualifying will determine that information for both of you. Here's a technique guaranteed to help you establish how much they're truly willing to invest and to help them choose the next logical step in the process. It's called the triplicate of choice for money. Now, the triplicate of choice is based on the fact that people prefer to make decisions based on choices. Rather than giving them a take it or leave it, yes or no decision, you provide three different amounts. You know going in that they will select only one of the three. Two out of the three are therefore wrong. So why not just approach them with that one amount? The answer is that you want to build in a comfort factor for your customers. You want to make the decision as easy as possible. Multiple choices make for faster and easier decisions. And there's a bonus in that your potential client feels more in control of the situation. Let's say you're working as a salesperson in a sporting goods store, and a buyer comes in looking for a hiking parka. You might use the questions like this. John, most of our happiest clients have been able to invest as much as $120 for a quality hiking parka. Follow up with amount number two, which should be 50% above the amount you believe this person can invest. Say something along these lines. We have those fortunate few who are able to invest as much as $150 for a hiking parka. Then offer amount number three, which is the figure you want them to invest as a minimum. You would say, then we have those folks on somewhat of a limited budget who can only invest about $100 for this type of gear. Follow up with this statement. Tell me, John, which one of these people are you? Now, here's the fascinating part. 70% of the time, your customers will choose the middle figure. They won't go for the high of 150 or even the low of 100, but 7 out of 10 times will choose the middle ground of 120, which is 20% above your bottom line. Now, here is the fun part. Follow up immediately with a statement geared to moving them from 120 to the $100 figure. Why, you say? When they've already picked a higher, more profitable number? Because you want to serve your customer's interest, not make a fast buck. You can't serve your client if you don't close, and here is a powerful means of moving to that one-call close. You know, right from the beginning, I felt we could save you some money, John. I feel the $100 parka would be suitable for your particular needs. Now, what have we done? Lost $20? Hardly. Using the triplicate of choice, we've just removed a major objection that you could and probably would have heard later, and that is, it costs too much. That, folks, is how you serve your client, and that is also how you lay the groundwork to close today and now.
The next track is on CD number 3.